The FDIC chairman is answering for his agency's missteps in handling a series of cybersecurity breaches. Martin Grunberg says his staff is updating its policies and improving its practices for handling reports of cyber attacks. Members of a congressional subcommittee say FDIC isn't doing enough to help them with an investigation into those security incidents. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Meredith, it sounds like there's two things going on. One is the FDIC has to deal with the breaches themselves, and also they have to deal with the congressional inquiry about the breaches, and they've got a lot going on.
Yes, those are the two major things, but really the FDIC is trying to balance a number of spinning plates. They've, like you said, got the congressional investigation, they've got these cyber breaches. They also have to now think about employee accountability, because this involves former employees of FDIC. And what it really boils down to is these two incidents, one in Florida and one in New York. They're even calling them the Florida incident and the New York incident.
And these were people that were employees at the time of the incidents?
Yes, at the time of the incidents. And what happened was that these employees, on or about the day they were leaving the FDIC, all of a sudden information that contained confidential financial data, social security numbers, just the regular public's information, was downloaded onto USB drives that did not belong to FDIC, that belonged to these employees. And one of them, in the Florida incident, after an investigation took place, investigators saw that on the USB drive, this person had made files that were labeled my personal files, and the other was FDIC. And not only that, when they did a diagnostic on the USB, they found out that at one point there was 14 hours, consecutive hours of downloading from the FDIC's databases.
And this was before the person was about to leave the agency.
Yes, before and then the day of. In New York, this person left, and on that day, all of a sudden, all this data was downloaded onto this USB drive.
So a classic insider threat.
Yes, exactly. And that was that word. Those words were thrown around a lot during this congressional hearing I attended, which was insider threats. And what raised a red flag for a lot of the committee members was that FDIC started to develop an insider threat program last year, and then it just kind of petered out. It just stopped. And they're like, well, wait, what is going on? And so that is another plate that FDIC is trying to spin, which is boost back up this insider threat program. But they are working to hire an information technology person and security personnel for this. There's so many gaps in their hierarchy that they're struggling to fill holes.
And so now the chairman himself is involved here.
Yes. So after these incidents, and what's interesting here is that these two incidents, the Florida incident, in fact, happened just days before the Office of Management and Budget released its memo on what to do if there's a major security breach in your office. And then days after that, the new FDIC CIO, Larry Gross, stepped in. And so there were a bunch of hearings about this, and everybody's going, how could all of this have happened so conveniently at the same time? And so today, Martin Grunberg, who's the FDIC chairman, he finally came in to try to explain what was going on. And so here he is explaining.
You know, the incident that precipitated this, the Florida, so-called Florida incident, occurred on October 15th and was identified on October 23rd. And the OMB guidance on major incident was issued on October 30th. And our CIO assumed his responsibilities on November 2nd. So what we had was sort of a confluence of developments. The breach occurred and was identified. The guidance was issued, and our CIO assumed his new position and was sort of presented, if I may say, with a pretty difficult situation to sort through.
That was FDIC Chairman Martin Grunberg talking about this FDIC CIO Larry Gross, and him basically the first day on the job has to deal with what turns out to be a major data breach.
Yeah, it really is a strange one that people would twice in two different cities download all of this data on the way out the door. Really makes you wonder where their next stop was going to be. So what happened at the hearing when they heard this?
Sure. So Larry Gross, the CIO, he's been testifying for the past month and a half, really, on what happened. He was in charge of deciding whether or not this was a major breach. And at the time, and what Martin Grunberg was alluding to, was that Larry Gross decided this was not a major incident. It didn't need to get Congress Congress's attention. They were going to report it, but not until later on. But then there was this new memo from OMB. And so he was, it sounds like from Grunberg's testimony, trying to make up and also learn on the job, building the plane as it's flying. But the committee, the Science and Technology Committee, has been skeptical about Larry Gross's testimony. And they said, well, you know, you said that this employee just unknowingly, these employees unknowingly did this, but it looks like on their resume that they have IT expertise. And well, this other employee, you know, they were supposed to be really helpful with the investigation, but then they hired an attorney. And so the committee launched a whole investigation onto just Larry Gross's testimony. So they were also asking Martin Grunberg about that. And he was like, well, there's only so many things I know about and then what I hear from. So Grunberg has to bring a lot more information back to Congress. I think after the recess, we'll be seeing him again.
And there's IG reports also weighing in on all of this too, correct?
Yes. So after these two incidents that raised red flags, and then the OMB issued its guidance, Larry Gross went back and said, okay, well then let's go back and look at any other incidents. And five more came up, and that really peeked out some ears. So the Congress started saying, okay, well, let's look at all of these. And the IG also started looking at these, specifically the Florida and New York incident. And what it pointed to was that they have a lot of gaps in their cybersecurity, including the insider threat program. There's a lot more work to be done, and IG is continuing investigations, and the representatives today said there's some things that we can't even talk about yet in public.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. All right, so they've had these big downloads at least seven times.
Tens of thousands of files, yes, and at least seven times.
All right, and Republicans are skeptical of the testimony. What do you think is going to happen next?
Well, Grunberg promised to bring back a bunch of different, a lot more information. He's also going to look into, because in this, in these IG reports, as well as the committee's own investigation, which is still ongoing, but they released a report, it says that Larry Gross has created this toxic work environment. And not only that, but some people...
So there's another element brought in here about Larry
Gross. Yes, there's a whole other element.
Personal performance as CIO.
Yes, his personal performance and how some of the employees think, you know, if you don't do well by him, this is their testimony in the committee report. You know, you're either out the door or moved to another office. So the committee is also investigating that.
And Ohio Congressman Warren Davidson was pretty outspoken.
Yes, he kind of, I think, summed up the way the rest of the committee, at least the Republicans, were feeling.
We're focusing on one or two individuals, and we're really the IT department at your agency can't be as strong as one new employee. You've got a robust staff. And so I'd be curious to know what sort of recommendations and dialogue, and frankly, from the whistleblower information, it seems like there's really not a lot of support for some of the direction your new CIO is going. And that doesn't mean that there's that it's accurate to your point. I appreciate your desire to look into it, but I'd also ask you to look into the culture, because frankly, it sounds like this culture is perhaps. Maybe partisan cover-ups, and maybe just a concern that it's impossible to fail. There's a lot of pressure to perform, and so there's cover-ups there. And so a culture that doesn't provide the kind of transparency is not likely to be able to deliver the kind of results that your mission requires. And so I'm very concerned about that.
All right, so that was Ohio Republican Warren Davidson. So to summarize all this, FDIC has a cybersecurity problem with people doing this, being able to download lots of data unbeknownst last day of work. Then you have a new CIO who's trying to figure things out but has already gotten into hot water in terms of the way he's treating employees or allegedly doing so.
Yes, and what he's telling Congress.
And Congress also feels that the FDIC is maybe covering up because they were able to find five more incidents when they started looking.
Yeah, five more incidents, and the IG is producing so many more documents than the FDIC is producing, and so everybody's trying to get on the same page.
All right, so I guess this is a wait and see what happens next type of situation.
Yes, we'll see what happens in the fall.
Thank you for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.